Welcome back to the Literacy-Based Speech Therapy Podcast. My name is Kaylin.
And my name's Ashley. We're both licensed speech-language pathologists. If you have a love of picture books and want fresh ideas for using them in your therapy sessions, then you're in the right place. Today is a deep dive episode into The Gruffalo by Julia Donaldson, one of our all-time favorite books. We've mentioned this book so many times throughout our podcast, so we decided it was time that we do an entire episode dedicated to this fantastic, fantastic book. So do a quick summary for us, Kaylin.
Yes. So if you're not familiar with The Gruffalo, a mouse is on a stroll when he's approached by three different predators. So he invents a monster called a Gruffalo to avoid being eaten by the predators. Later on, the mouse encounters an actual Gruffalo and then has to find a clever way to escape from being his prey as well. So for our episode theme of deep dive, we are letting you behind the scenes of how we go through a book and pull out all the relevant speech and language goals we could use with it.
So what are the key concepts for The Gruffalo? We always ask ourselves, why are we pulling this book off the shelf? It's a great non-seasonal book. So you can kind of pull this one off the shelf any time of year that you want to. It's fun for early childhood, elementary, and upper elementary. So you're going to use it differently, obviously, for each group of students, but this book has such a great variety of concepts that you can target. So it's perfect to scaffold it. You can scaffold it up and down based on the age level or language target that you're going for. It is a complete episode. It's got great vocabulary, perfect for character analysis and perspective taking. Good sequencing opportunities, good inferencing opportunities. You can predict with this book. Grammar concepts are there for adjectives and compound complex sentence structures. You've got some problem solving. There's some even phonological awareness and then a variety of speech sounds. So we think it hits many different checkboxes.
Yes. So I'm going to give you like a simple format of the plot. You could take this a little bit further for your older students, but here is the plot in a nutshell. It is a complete episode. So the characters are the mouse, the fox, the owl, the snake, and the Gruffalo. And the setting is stated as in the deep dark wood. The problem is that each of the animals want to eat the mouse. So your students will need to infer or have you help them infer using pictures. If you're using like a picture cutout to help you retell the story. So the plan is the mouse decides to trick the animals about a bigger and scarier creature in hopes that it will scare the animals away. So he uses this against the fox, the owl, and the snake. And the result is that the animals do run away and leave the mouse alone when they hear that they are this invented creature's, the Gruffalo's, favorite food. The problem is the mouse actually meets a real Gruffalo. He thought he just invented this creature, but then he meets him and the Gruffalo wants to eat him. So, an attempt is that the mouse claims that he himself is the scariest creature in the wood. And then the Gruffalo follows the mouse along and sees that the mouse is the scariest creature because upon seeing them together, all of the other animals flee. And the result is that after seeing that, the snake also flees upon seeing the mouse and the Gruffalo. The mouse turns to the Gruffalo and says, I'm hungry, and my favorite food is Gruffalo crumble. So the Gruffalo runs away, and the resolution is the mouse is safe, alone, and he eats a nut, happily.
Such a clever book. A lot has to be inferred and understood as you're reading this story, because it's not stated clearly. You really have to have some side discussions with your students about this. So that background knowledge is kind of important. The students need to kind of have an understanding of a predator and a prey, like which animals eat each other. You know, a big scary animal is obviously going to eat a small little mouse. You have to kind of understand imaginary things or, you know, how to create things in your mind. Being clever and escaping danger, similar to the book Dr. DeSoto, where they have to be very clever to escape, you know, their predator. Some great vocabulary in this book. the word creature, the word bursting, astounding, knobbly, poisonous, stream, frightfully, or just, you know, a couple of the vocabulary, tier two vocabulary words that we would pull, a character analysis. So the mouse is a prey, but he's clever. So he outwits all of his predators by making them feel fearful of the mouse's trick, of this imaginary creature that he has made. So you can describe the mouse, you can describe even the Gruffalo as a character as well.
Mm-hmm. So again, inferencing is really important in this book. So obviously you wouldn't be targeting inferencing with your early childhood students and some of your lower elementary, just depending. So you will probably need to ask these questions just to give them exposure, but also fill in the blanks. So why did the fox run away? Whenever the mouse says that the Gruffalo's favorite food is roasted fox, why does the mouse call the owl silly? Because the mouse knows that the Gruffalo is a made-up creature. Don't you know that there's no such thing as a Gruffalo? Why did the mouse trick each animal? Why do you think the mouse told the owl that he was meeting the Gruffalo by the stream? Because the owl was next to the stream. Therefore, the Gruffalo was on its way. How did each animal feel when they saw the mouse with the Gruffalo? Were they actually scared of the mouse, like the mouse told the Gruffalo? Or were they really scared of the Gruffalo? Who were they really afraid of? What did the Gruffalo find to be astounding? And why is the Gruffalo afraid of the mouse? So those are things that need to be inferred. Some predicting questions that you could ask are, what do you think a Gruffalo is? Do you think the owl will realize that the mouse is trying to trick him, or the snake, or the fox? How do you think the mouse will prove that he is the scariest creature in the wood? Who do you think is in the leaves ahead? So they'll hear noises along the way to see the fox again and the owl and the snake. So who do you think they will see next? Who do you think is in the treetop?
And so if you're working on sequencing, which is often a step before, you know, understanding a complete episode, you can work on the order of the predators that the mouse encounters. And so you can have pictures of all of these, the fox, and then the owl, and then the snake, and then the Gruffalo, and then the snake, and then the owl. So you can have them like laid out, or you can draw them yourself, or have your students draw the order of those predators and go back and do some sequencing and recall. If you're working on phonological awareness with some of your students, the multisyllabic word like Gruffalo, poisonous, creature, frightfully, and astounding are frequent throughout this. It is a rhyming type book. So rhyming words like no and Gruffalo, mouse and house, slid and hid, you can find those throughout the story, or have your students find them and put them together throughout the story. If you have students working on a problem solving goal, how will the mouse escape each predator? So his plan seems to kind of fail when he's actually encounters the Gruffalo, but then he's able to think quickly. And so he's very clever and he tricks the Gruffalo as well. So this is a great problem solving skill that he has. How does this solve his problem about as being like, you know, the prey in the woods? He solved an even bigger problem because now everyone is scared of him in the wood and they're afraid to approach him. So it's a cute little opportunity for problem solving as well.
So also for grammar concepts, just here are some examples. We mentioned that compound sentence, mentor sentences, we mentioned adjectives. So just some examples. An owl saw the mouse and the mouse looked good. So this is an example of a great compound sentence and adjective of it, how the mouse looked good. Come and have tea in my treetop house. So again, the adjective of the type of house and then a compound sentence. He has knobbly knees and turned out toes and a poisonous wart at the end of his nose. So there are a number of adjectives and then the longer compound sentence. Here by this lake, and his favorite food is scrambled snake. So adjectives, a complex compound sentence structure. Doesn't he know there's no such thing as a Gruffalo? And this is an example of a complex sentence structure. So scaffold it down if you need to. If your students have difficulty understanding complex sentence structures, you might have to simplify the sentence when you're reading. But if they would benefit from the mentor sentence, then this book is full of complex sentence structures. So for speech sounds, there's a lot of speech sounds you could work on. So the initial GR for Gruffalo, initial M So the mouse is the main character, but also me, my, more, meeting. The initial L, so little, look, log pile, laughter, leaves, lake. The initial S, said, see, so, some. The initial F for fox, favorite, food. The medial F and the medial L for Gruffalo, but also for the medial L, hello, and follow. The final S for mouse, house, poisonous, this. So lots of speech sounds as well for your speech kiddos.
If you have mixed groups, if you have some students with vocabulary goals, problem-solving goals, speech sound goals, you know, working on story grammar goals, you can use this book to target so many different speech and language concepts. So that's why we love this book. We like that it's non-seasonal. So like you can pull this one anytime. And kids of all ages just love this clever book. We love Julia Donaldson as an author, and so many of her books are great. We're going to link to all of this in the show notes for you guys if you want to check out the book on Amazon. And then also we will link to the description on our website, Book Search, as well.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. We know you're a busy SLP, so thanks for spending some of your time with us today.
Click the description for this episode on your listening app or go to sweetsouthernspeech.com to access the show notes. We will include any links mentioned.
And to continue the conversation, come hang out with us on Instagram at Literacy-Based Speech Therapy, where we share lots of books to use in your therapy sessions.
We would love to hear your thoughts on what you heard today. Please leave us a review on your listening app. We'll catch you in the next episode.